What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast, a 15-minute podcast every single morning here on bettingpros.com, always being brought to you by BetMGM. You can find this podcast on YouTube. You can find this podcast a variety of places, including you can find it on Apple and Stitcher and Spotify, and there is even a TikTok channel now, or account for the Daily Juice. Just go search the Daily Juice on TikTok. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. And we are going and we are taping without having a complete card from Sunday because Slovenia is playing right now. We added that late in the day, -5.5 against Argentina at Olympic basketball. And the reason why I added it is because I could not figure out Team USA and Team Japan for USA softball. I wanted the under. If you remember, I told you the under was going to be the bet. It was 6.5. Team USA won 2-1. So if you found that bet, you found the under, you cashed and you won that bet. I couldn't find it. And I was all over the place asking people, wait, are they playing? Are they not playing? It feels like the books, because the game wasn't actually the game that mattered, that a lot of books didn't put numbers up for it because they're going to play on Tuesday with Team USA now as the home team for the gold medal. Kind of a weird, quite an awkward thing because Japan beat Canada, I believe that's right. And thus, it didn't matter what happened with Team USA in Japan today. It was a 2-1 win, a walk-off win for Team USA. So if you bet the under, that's awesome. You cashed that. The Red Sox had an unbelievable come-from-behind victory against the Yankees. Maybe the best win of the year. For baseball, that was the best cash of the year. To be down 4-0 and getting no hit to come back and score 5 runs in the 8th inning to win the game 5-4. Are you kidding me? I told you going back to what, Friday? How is Aaron Boone employed by the New York Yankees? I mean, are you kidding me? yeah, that guy should be fired. Their bullpen is a train wreck, and the Red Sox take 3 of 4 from the New York Yankees, which is really a beautiful thing. USA Soccer, we got that right. We got a soccer bet right, which was awesome after getting one wrong because Costa Rica couldn't score against Canada. They lost 2-0 instead of both teams scoring. So 1-1 there. And then we went 1-0 in baseball, which was nice. And we're waiting on Slovenia here and Argentina. So it's a 4-2 day because we got France right, +12 against Team USA for a half a unit. That was a nice cash, but we gave it right back when Tony Finau finished tied for 28th, I believe it was, at the 3M. We bet him to come in top 5 or top 10. Didn't do either. Didn't play great on Sunday. Played great on Saturday, but you know, top 30 finish isn't horrible on the PGA Tour. It's a nice paycheck for Tony Finau, but no money for us. So that was kind of a wash. It does wind up being a winning day because of the 3-2 or 3-1 mark that we ended up going on the bets for yesterday. And we still have the Slovenia bet going on. So there's a chance to have a 5-2 day, which is nice. And to start the week off, you know, on a good note here on a Sunday, that's awesome. As we go into a Monday here where Mondays are wonky. And I am, again, kind of struggling with the overall time of everything. I do have an Olympic bet that I want to give you guys that is going to be played at 1 a.m. Pacific time, 4 a.m. Eastern time on Tuesday. So I want to give this to you here on Sunday, Monday night, or Sunday night, Monday morning, because I want you to be able to play it and not have to like freak out. And if I put it on the podcast on Tuesday, you would most likely have missed it because it's going to be an overnight bet. This is kind of annoying. I'm not going to lie. Betting on the Olympics, it being in Japan, is a pain in the neck, but we got to watch the time zones and I got to figure out when to give you guys stuff. So like, I'm not going to make it official. I'm not going to explain it yet. I'll explain it tomorrow on the podcast, but like on Tuesday, I'm taking Team USA to beat Japan and I'm taking the under depending on what the number is going to be for Japan and Team USA. If it's anywhere 5 or above, we're going under for Team USA and Japan. I was talking to Dave Sherpin last night, and Dave is my softball expert because Dave's daughters play elite level, high level softball. They know all the girls on Team USA. They know all the girls on the other teams too, because they play here in the United States. But Dave was telling me that if he was booking the game he would put the total at 3.5. Okay. So that's what the number would he put. So if you see 4.5, 5.5, 6.5, we're seeing real value there on the gold medal game between Team USA and Japan. So we'll bet Team USA. It's probably minus 190, minus 195. The under hopefully is like minus 110, minus 120, somewhere in that range. It's probably going to be juiced to the under, but just betting on the Olympics is a little bit tricky just because when the games are being played, and time zones, you guys, a lot of you are on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast. So just a heads up on that. Again, I'm not going to explain it, but just know that that's going to be a bet officially on Tuesday. Two wagers going in, I'll have a full unit going on that for Team USA in the softball matchup. So we're just trying to get ourselves through the next couple of weeks. Okay, that's what we're doing. I mean, we were having an argument in the Discord channel last night based upon somebody who had placed a bet to on a swim race, and somebody said that they didn't actually bet, they wanted to see the ticket. And like I said, guys, it feels like July the 25th. We're arguing about whether or not somebody actually made a bet on a swim meet. Like, whoa. yeah, let's please get us to football season. I mean, my goodness gracious, but you know, it is what it is. So not a bad start to the week. Let's get into this. And you guys can use the BetMGM offer on any of these that I'm going to give you guys coming up here. The bet $20 to win $100 on any event. It's a 5-to-1 return that you're going to get here. It's better than what I've given you. Use the code JUICE100 at BetMGM, the BetMGM app. When you sign up for a new account with BetMGM, JUICE100 gets you that $20 bet, $100 in your account in free wagers, thanks to BetMGM and the Daily Juice. Okay, you can use that, and hopefully you have used that on Team USA to not make the medal round at plus 800. I sprinkled on that. I know a couple of you guys also sprinkled on that. I'm wondering if we're going to get a nice hedge opportunity, which is really possible later in the tournament because Team USA has already lost to France. So let's see where they go from here. But France is still plus 1,000 to win the gold medal at most books. Not a bad bet there. I want to see how Slovenia plays a little bit, but France is a big favorite now to win the group at minus 550 to win the group. So, things are shaking out if Team USA can't come back. They should hammer Iran, and we'll probably have a play on that game maybe in the first half for Team USA or something. I haven't decided what I'm going to play on that game yet, but we probably will be on Team USA. Iran's not very good. They should have been killed in their first game, and they somehow rallied against the Czech Republic in the fourth quarter to make that game look a little bit more reasonable. They were down by 20 or around there against the Czech Republic. So we'll probably be on Team USA pretty heavy in that game, but still, Team USA is going to have some tough times, some tough games down the stretch here for them, and them not making the gold medal match is they lose another game, and okay, it could very well end up happening for us. So hopefully that's a great use of the $20 wager, right? Find a really long shot bet that's got some value, jump on it because it's either going to be $100 or even more. If you're betting plus 800, plus 1000, whatever it might be, always use that plus money to jump on it. Okay. Coming up this week, by the way, our interview for the Sharps Report is going to be Captain Jack Andrews. We're still trying to hammer out the time as to when we're going to be able to tape this, either Monday or Tuesday. But I know a lot of you guys have really enjoyed Captain Jack. So if you have a question for him that you want us to address, a topic you want us to address during the Sharps Report, DM me either on the Discord channel, on Instagram, at Sports Talk Matt, on Twitter, same handle, and just say, hey, when you talk to Captain Jack Andrews, I'm always curious about this or that, okay? He has really opened up himself to all of us to give us a chance to ask him a ton of questions. Professional gambler, a guy on YouTube who has tremendous, you know, instructional videos that he has done about gambling, about using free rolls, about using free money, about hedging. I mean, there's a lot of really cool things he's put up on his Captain Jack Andrews YouTube channel. And we'll get into all of it coming up for the Sharps Report this week. So just a heads up on that. If you do have a question for him, please do let me know on that. But Captain Jack will be the third guest for the Sharps Report coming up. And if you haven't caught up on the first two episodes, definitely do so. Todd Furman, number one from Fox Sports One, and Chris Andrews from the South Point Sportsbook Director were the first two guests on the Sharps Report. Okay, so let's talk soccer here. And then I'll get into the two baseball plays happening today. The soccer bet. Okay, so Team USA is playing against Australia, and Team USA has to win to advance here. All right. Australia lost to Sweden 4-2. Team USA lost to Sweden 3-0. So Australia did something that Team USA could not do, and that was score on Sweden. Now, Team USA has been a monster favorite, and Team USA with Julie Ertz and all the talent that they've got here. This Australia team is not a slouch. They're not horrible at all. They've got a very good player named Samantha Kerr, who could be a big, big problem here for Team USA. And I think Team USA wins. They are ridiculous favorites. Monster favorites. However, I do think there's an angle to play here. I think Team USA could win 2-1 or 3-1 or 4-1 or 4-2, somewhere in that range. Both teams to score and no draw is even money. Now, if you want to bet it with the potential of going to extras for both teams to score, it's minus 150 at DraftKings. I'm going to be a little bit, dangerous here and say Team USA is going to win this game and we're not going to go to extra time. Team USA is going to score 2, 3, 4 goals, okay? One goal for Australia. That's all we need. We know Team USA is scoring, okay? Can we get one goal from Australia? It's even money if we're not going to extra time, okay? That's the key to this bet. Even money at DraftKings, both teams to score, no draw, half a unit. DraftKings has this. Other books do have this. Shop around on this. Both teams to score, no draw, even money for Team USA in Australia. That's a 4 a.m. Eastern time kick on Tuesday morning and a 1 a.m. Eastern kick, Pacific time kick on Tuesday morning. That's why I'm giving it to you today on a Monday, because the game's going to happen overnight tomorrow. And chances are you would not have heard the podcast on Tuesday morning. That's why I'm going to give you the play now, even though technically it's a play for Tuesday. Okay. So one soccer play, Team USA, Team Australia, both to score is our first play. No draw is the key there at even money. Half a unit at DraftKings to jump on that. All right, let's talk some baseball. First fives are still something I am really high on and really interested in jumping on. So the Tigers right now, going into the weekend, we haven't updated this as of yet, but the Tigers going into Saturday, and we have games to kind of come in here, but they were 8-0-2 to the first five. Money line. Okay. They've been playing really, really well. 46, 42, and 10 overall. If you had bet the Tigers on the money line in the first five, every game you'd be up for $100, over $1,500. They're better at home. At home, they're 27, 18, and 5. That's plus 1,000 into over $1,200 for a $100 better. On the road, they're 19, 24, and 5. That's 327 plus 327. Not bad at all. The Tigers and the Twins are interesting because the Twins have not been great. In fact, they've been the worst team first five in Major League Baseball money line. 15, 23, and 10. That's minus $1,209 on for at home. And on the road, it's 16, 23, and 10. That's $877. And going into the weekend, they were 2-7-1. This is all according to oddshark.com, by the way. They're great brack. They do a great job with this for the first five numbers. 2-7-1, down nearly $500 for the first five money line here. Okay. So I went and looked at this here and I said, okay, let's look at the Tigers and the Twins today. Matt Manning and Michael Pineda. Michael Pineda might get traded. Okay, Michael Pineda might get traded. He's on the trading block. Manning's been pretty good lately. 2-3 with a 5.79 ERA. However, lately, he's been good. In his last start against Texas, 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. He has not given up more than 2 earned runs since he gave up 9 on the road at Cleveland back at the end of June. So he's been pretty good, okay? And so you look at it and you're like, all right, 1.5 ERA. He got the win. He had 4 Ks in that game at home against Texas, on the road against these Twins. 2 earned runs he gave up in that game in 5 innings worth of work. So Matt Manning's pitching pretty good right now. Twins will start Michael Pineda. Like I mentioned, Pineda very well could get traded. Michael Pineda is a guy who's, the Yankees know him very well, and he could maybe wind up back with the Yankees. But he's been okay lately. Last start, he was very good. 1 earned run, 5 innings against the White Sox on the road. However, game before that, 12 hits, 5 earned runs, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 7 hits, 5 earned runs. He can be hit, okay? He can be hit on, and he can be scored on. The Tigers, if you go to the reverse run line for the Tigers, that is plus one run. First five Tigers plus one run is minus 115. I'm taking the Tigers here, catching a run with maybe having a really nice push potential. If they're down 4-3 after five or 3-2 after five, we push. So this is not a, when it's a full run, I tend to look at that. And then the juice isn't that bad either at minus 115. And again, you've got this Twins team who is horrific in first five money lines. And the Tigers are one of the best first five money lines. I just think it's two teams going in two different directions right now. The Tigers are playing really well lately. They're starting to turn a corner a little bit. Let's go first five, reverse run line, plus one, okay? So it's Tigers plus one, first five at minus 115 for the first play for a half a unit. Second play, let's go to the Red Sox. Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. The total is 10.5, okay? This is going to be a little bit of a danger play because Thomas Hatch has been called up from AAA, and Thomas Hatch has not appeared, has not started a game yet for the Blue Jays. So he's getting his first start of the year at Fenway Park up against Nick Pivetta for the Red Sox. Now, the Blue Jays have scored a bunch of runs this year on the Red Sox. Scoring for the Blue Jays is never a problem, but scoring on the Red Sox, Blue Jays have scored 8, 6, 7, 5, 7, 18. Okay. They've had games where they've only scored one a couple of times for sure. Last game was a 7-4 win for the Red Sox. But Nick Pivetta is the problem here for the Red Sox. Nick Pivetta on the road is pretty good. At home, he's been really bad. Against the Phillies, 4 innings, 4 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. At home against the Royals, 4 1/3, 9 hits, 6 earned runs, 5 Ks, 3 home runs he gave up in that game. On the road, he's not bad, but Pivetta at home has been pretty darn yucky. Here we are with a guy making his first start at Fenway Park. The Red Sox offense is still really, really nasty with Rafael Devers and Xander Bogaerts and JD Martinez. You got Vlad Guerrero Jr. and this offense for the Blue Jays that can straight up mash the baseball, and a guy Nick Pivetta who has not pitched well at all at home at Fenway Park. The total is 6. It's juiced to the under, but I'm going to go first 5 over 6 runs for the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. I know it's a little bit nasty, but the Blue Jays on the road have been pretty good, and they are to the over. They're 19-26-3 to the over. The Red Sox at home have been okay, 27-18-3 to the over in the first five. And I think when you put these two teams together with a rookie pitcher making his first start and Nick Pivetta really being poor at home for the Red Sox at Fenway Park, I think we get offense early on a Monday night, on a warm night in Boston. I think we get a lot of runs early between these two teams. It's a little bit scary because I know when you haven't seen a pitcher like Hatch, he may come in here and he may just unload in the first three innings and be unhittable because he's so juiced up and jacked up coming in. But he's only pitched, you know, when he's been used this year, he's throwing, you know, one inning. Like last year, he was a reliever last year. This is his first start in the bigs in 2021 on the road at Fenway Park in a game where he knows his team really needs him. I mean, the Red Sox right now are 9.5 games up on the Blue Jays. This is a big series for Toronto. I think the big bats come out. I think Pivetta gets hit hard. I think Hatch gets hit hard. We're going runs early. Red Sox, Blue Jays, over 6, minus 105. I know that's a big number in the first five, but I'm going to lay it anyway. Minus 105. It is juiced to the under, just FYI, at minus 115. But I'm going to take them at minus 105 and go to the over. We got a push potential with 6 as well, which I like with the solid number there. Half a unit, we're going minus 105, Blue Jays, and the Red Sox. Okay, so the overnight game on Tuesday is both teams to score. Team USA women's soccer against Team Australia in women's soccer at even money. No draws, the big key there in that bet. Tigers first five, run line plus one. We're taking them on the run line, but plus one at minus 115 up against the Twins. And Red Sox Blue Jays over six runs in the first five at minus 105 are the plays for us here on a Monday's Daily Juice. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. We should have an interesting week as we head towards the last week of July. Hopefully everything, we put Saturday behind us and we keep rolling. We have better days like we did on Sunday here into a Monday. I will talk to you on Tuesday and beyond and give me those questions for the Sharps report for Captain Jack Andrews. We'll be taping that hopefully on Monday or on Tuesday. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.